Nature has a way sometimes of reminding man of just how small he is. She occasionally throws up the terrible offsprings of our pride and carelessness to remind us of how puny we really are in the face of a tornado, an earthquake, or a Godzilla.
Beef lentil smoothie. I assume what I'm doing tonight is pooping.
Lentils are wonderful.
They're great.
I love a lentil. You know what else I love? Barley.
Oh, yeah.
I love oats and beans and barley.
The 11 months I was vegan, I ate so many lentils.
You were vegan for 11 months?
I tried to go for a year, and I somehow caved at Thanksgiving.
Whoa. What happened? What's under there?
No, I like gained weight. It's like all
carbs. What?
It's like all carbs.
That's bonkers.
Yeah. I don't know.
What was the plus side? Did you get any powers?
The superpower of an expanded palate.
Yeah, really? You could like taste.
Truly, that was
it. Super taste?
Was I was like, "Oh, I like new stuff more." And
you could taste around corners.
I could taste around the corn.
Taste through.
I wouldn't go through the corn. I would go around the corn.
In 15 minutes, I'll be eating beans again.
Guys, I'm tasting what's around the food.
Here. Yeah.
I'm not even just tasting the food. I'm tasting the food's aura.
The molecules in the air. Are we rolling, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what are we doing?
We're doing the thing that you thought of.
Okay.
Or no, well, let's do the thing I thought of.
Okay, deal.
Okay,
done.
Great.
Deal.
All right. I don't think anybody will be the wiser.
Hey,
I think we did a
great
job.
It's a little unclear
there.
To the three of us in the room.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast of fictional fights that take place on a very real island that we purchased. We spent, just so much money. I sold all of my hair.
I sold my Honus Wagner.
His Honus Wagner. His uncle, Honus Wagner. His mummified Honus Wagner.
I sold Honus Wagner's bones.
Honus Wagner is the funniest old-timey baseball name.
Yeah, it's great.
For sure.
Because no one is kind of named that now.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but also for the listeners at home, we're recording at night for the first time because the sun landed on Los Angeles last week and nobody knows how to get a hold of it.
Absolutely. Fabrica Studios we walked in and everything was on fire.
Yeah.
Including Nolan.
Yeah. Nolan was a magma monster. Get out. He's like that tiger from Aladdin. Made of molten gold. So now we're recording at night directly across from each other, like we're gonna arm wrestle.
Night Island.
Night Island.
Night Island's intense.
Welcome to Night Island. It's Fight Island, but it's spooky, and that is a little bit, you'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told you about this, but when I was maybe 22, an era I like to call Hot Jordan. back when I still had all my fingers.
Who's that guy with 10 fingers?
Wow. Whoa, look at those things. Like to lick the rib juice off of those babies.
I'd like to count to 10. It's kind of a practical thing for me.
Those look like they could untie many a knot. Nimble and not crippled by years of playing Destiny. when I was like 22 or something, we went back to my hometown and, they did, so you know how every hometown has like a carnival days thing and it has like something. Did you guys have fun back east?
No, I'm trying to think if we had, we kind of had a thing.
Oh,
like
we
that.
Had one. It was called Quietly Reading Days. It's called Straightening Up Your Things.
I feel like you were almost doing an Applebee's thing to me. Like, remember neighborhoods? It's like, I guess. I don't know. Remember what the neighborhood was? We won the big game. We're not draining your blood.
Is that what they did to you at Applebee's?
You know, Applebee's has like a fake neighborhood that's like, remember, we're all from here.
Sure.
It's like, remember this isn't, I don't know what any of this
remember
is.
Remember the days of syrup and gold? What?
This isn't our high school's basketball team. Why do you have a random high school's basketball team?
Grandma made pie after pie till her fingers bled.
You, have you forgotten her face?
How dare you not order Grandma's finger blood pie?
Eat at Applebee's or they'll all die.
Went back to my hometown, and we have this like carnival week called Flight Days. And my town is called Eagle. Eagles fly. You get it. Flight Days is supposedly when the Eagles take flight for the summer. Wherever.
I like that they went A to A1 to B1 to B. They didn't even...
the Eagles take flight wherever it is Eagles go.
Sure, sure, sure.
Eagle Island, I presume.
Yeah.
And this one year they had an old-timey baseball troop that came through.
It's called a team, Jordan. I know you don't like sports.
It was 100% a troop. I know a baseball team when I see one. These boys weren't
it. This was a baseball troop.
These guys were a troop, maybe with a U in there. Maybe a troop. They were a theatrical lot. But it was like old-timey 1800s baseball, and it was fucking awesome. And my buddy Brett Hiker, shout out to Brett Hiker, had the hookup, got us on the team. It was us and like all of our old teachers from like many years.
You played against?
We played against
a baseball troop.
The 1800s baseball troop who all had like the whole getup, like fucking like spats and stripes. The pitcher had a pistol on his hip. That he would like fire at the runners.
What?
Fire blanks at them? Yeah.
So it was like old time Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
Yes. It was a whole thing.
Crazy.
And they played against a local team, and me and Hiker were the we were the stars of it because we were the comedians, and we took the time and came up with silly names. I was like, what was it? Mickey Shimmy Shins Finn. And we curled our mustaches up. I can't remember Brett's, but I'm sure it was a little racist, so it's probably for the better that I can't remember it. He probably thought it was hilarious. it was great. He, at one point, he got struck out, and he had specifically bought a bunch of Sacagawea dollars and put them in a Crown Royal bag, and he slipped, like, $7 in gold coins to the umpire, and he was like, on second review, batter's toe was over the line, gets another swing. He could totally bribe him. It was great. What are we fighting tonight?
Oh,
aside from my nostalgia.
No, I liked it. Then you know, you send all the kids home before the Ty Cobb portion starts.
Yeah, so. Right.
Ew.
Yeah.
Night Island, a lot of faces.
Night Island, a lot of faces. Face Wait, sounds.
Give us the topic.
I think in honor of the first Night Island, we should fight children of the night.
See, I knew you'd feel a little pizzazz on it.
I have a voice all picked out. It's Dracula.
It says do voice on your paper.
This character's name is Sleepy Dracula. What time is it? Oh, no, I've missed Survivor.
Dracula's thing is he watches, like, Big Brother.
He loves Big Brother.
Yeah.
Because most of it takes place in the daytime. Ah, such fun.
I don't get to see this stuff. Children of the Night.
Children of the Night. And my thinking is, you know a child of the night when you see one. You know, like
pornography.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Not child pornography.
No. Back pedal. No, you're forward pedaling. It's like pornography. You know a child of the night when you see one. And by children of the night, I mean things that come out at night. I mean characters who are associated with the night. I mean creatures of the night. You understand?
Yeah, nighttime.
What do you think of that?
I'm into it.
You're into it?
And we're going sweet
Thank
pick.
God.
We're picking people or we're pick it's just things.
It is
it can
children
be things.
Of the
okay.
night.
This is our third or this is what our fourth you and just you and me episode.
Yeah, it's just
and we're
us,
never not
way.
Getting slightly weirder than
sure.
the last time we did.
Yeah, that. I think we can do this.
I'm into it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nolan left.
Yeah.
So it's just
Oh,
us.
It's even crazier.
Yeah, yeah. So featherweight bout. And like your children of the night are like yeah, creatures like your you know a mummy, a gargoyle would probably
sleep apnea.
Be a creature of the sure.
This apnea machine.
Yes,
I'm wearing.
You
now.
Know what? Yes, if you wanted to posit that sleep apnea was a
comes out at night
was a warrior of the night. Sure,
the moon.
The moon for sure.
What does the moon fight,
dude?
What other nighttime thing is there? Dark?
I guess it would be the night
itself.
I guess it would be the light side of the moon fighting the dark side of the moon.
Oh, that's... I feel like we have to stand up to do that
I
one.
Think it
I
would
know.
Have to be the moon versus Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah. What else is a nighttime thing? Bats?
I would like to do... I like bats. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think bats is perfect.
That's
because
what you're
for. Because I believe that in Dracula, when he says, like, come forth, my children of the night, mm-hmm. bats are all like, what's up? Like,
oh, hey, cool.
Oh, hey. What's up, Dracula? What did you need, dude?
Have you guys heard Jordan's impression of bats?
It's really good.
Dead on. It sounds exactly like how bats talk. It sounds like them.
You know how bats can talk? Did you know it's just Jordan?
Okay. I think we both kind of can guess what the heavier weights are. So I'm going to throw out some more featherweights just for fun.
Okay.
Burglars.
Burglars, complete creatures of the night.
Yeah.
Crooks of all type. I would say maybe...
Criminals.
I would say maybe the king criminal of all, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper is definitely a creature
child
of the night.
Of the night.
He's a child.
He's
if Jack the Ripper was a little baby.
I think you're getting a little caught up on the child aspect.
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah. I accidentally earlier said child pornography, and our podcast is going to get taken down.
No, that didn't happen. That definitely didn't happen twice now. God damn it.
Hey, this current iteration of the government doesn't care that you say that on a podcast.
Just say adult pornography a bunch.
The thing I love, adult pornography.
And offset it. It's like when you Google something real gross and you have to Google something to cleanse it out. Normal porn.
Or just like holy water. Jordan Googled holy water?
Jesus, this is really weird. This is another Brett Hiker joke. Real heavy Brett Hiker episode.
Good Lord. He's like the guest that isn't here.
He is the guest that isn't here. He has a great joke where he has to look up like pictures. He wants to send somebody a hilarious dick pic that's like clearly not his. So he looks up like giant scary dicks. And then afterwards, he's like, well, I got to clear that out. So he just searches nothing. Which is really funny.
That is really funny. He better listen to our fucking podcast.
You hear that, you fuck? Probably out in the daytime right now. Okay, so we got
we're talking
bats.
About this like it's very late at night, and
it's
not.
It's a secret time of night called Midnight 2. It exists to the left of midnight.
Nicolas Cage is in it.
Yeah. Not again.
Not again.
Please, no. I do like bats as a I really like bats as an opponent because just fighting
just bats
is excellent.
Okay,
I think we could do bats versus another animal. I kind of like bats versus Jack the Ripper.
I like bats versus Jack the Ripper. I like raccoons versus Jack the Ripper versus bats.
Ooh. Ooh. I think it's just got to be bats versus Jack the Ripper.
I think it's bats versus Jack the Ripper. I think that's good.
Bats and raccoons versus Jack the Ripper. Let's do bats versus Jack the Ripper.
So I'm okay with bats versus raccoons versus Jack the Ripper versus bats.
Okay, so it's like it's a three-way battle.
Yeah, between two groups of animals and Jack the Ripper. Just because I feel like they're animals, and he's a maniacal, evil serial killer.
He's a beast.
With no form.
A beast of sorts.
Because, you know, when you picture him, there's nothing.
He's amorphous.
It's a cape and a top hat and a knife, and you never get to see it.
What if he was...
Bats.
A pile of bats. I didn't want to say it.
Little raccoon Jack the Ripper.
Sure. That's adorable.
That's such an adorable serial murderer.
If you caught him, you'd be like, all right, get out of here.
Who is the theory that who Jack the Ripper is?
I've heard a bunch of them. The prevailing one, I think, was like the Queen's surgeon.
Okay.
Because it was like surgical.
Yeah.
You know, he like did surgeries on them. He had like precision. It wasn't like, oh, she had a triple bypass.
It's like, wait, this victim has no tonsils?
Yeah, somebody corrected her phlebitis. All these spider veins have been...
She had such good circulation, for that like 25 seconds.
Yeah. No, it's because like some of the cuts used on them were like done in a fashion as to indicate that somebody who knew anatomy very well.
And back then, like, four people knew anatomy.
Yeah, it was like four guys. Exactly.
Hey, you know, let's get Dave Anatomy over here. Let's question him because no one else knows this stuff.
Yeah, he's always drinking blood, though. We shouldn't bother him with these questions. Okay, so Jack the Ripper versus bats versus raccoons. Wonderful. Let's do it.
It's really making me laugh. I like it.
What are the strengths of bats?
Oh, man.
See, because off the top of my head, I want to give it to bats.
Bats seems like somehow the weird front runner.
Bats has the most powers of any animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Bats has flight. Bats has bats has echolocation.
I like when it sounds a little bit like English is your second language.
It's the heat. End of the night.
Oh no, Jordan has night poisoning? How did that happen?
I am the bats. Bats has flight. Bats has echolocation. Mm-hmm. Bats has
fangs.
Bats has
swarming ability.
You try to strike at them, they burst into a cloud. Bats has germ warfare. Rabies.
Ooh, gross. Guano.
Guano pelting with dung.
Sure.
What does raccoons?
Theoretically,
have?
Everything can do that.
That's
that poops.
True.
Yeah,
I could never.
Well, you're not good at throwing. That's the big problem.
Great at throwing, especially poop. My dad didn't teach me how to throw a baseball, but he taught me how to throw shit.
Your dad was Gigi Allen.
It's true. Another creature of the night.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, total creature of the night.
Oh shit! Do we introduce a fourth?
No. Just hip pocket that one. Maybe.
Okay.
What does raccoons has?
Raccoons has little weird hands.
Little weird hands, for sure. And I think we're talking about a swarm of bats and three raccoons, because like, that's the most mischievous number of raccoons.
Yeah, like a swarm of raccoons is almost inefficient. It's like be mecha raccoon or nothing.
Sure. I feel like the raccoons would start to fight.
Yeah, like, yeah. They wouldn't get along enough to be
three
a swarm.
Of them are going to cooperate. They might even like climb on each other, get a trench coat, buy a movie ticket.
Did Colorado breed like giant raccoons?
Yes, we had giant raccoons.
We had such huge raccoons.
We ride them around. One was the mayor for a beautiful summer. What do you mean?
Like Midwestern raccoons are like dog size.
Oh,
like they're so big.
I thought you meant like did we like have
intentionally
ranches?
Make them big?
We're like, gotta get that raccoon.
We gotta
milk.
Breed them. No, they were so my parents one time weirdly. We had like a raccoon problem, but they were like too big. Mm. And you were like, I guess I could shoot it with a gun.
Sure.
You can't like do anything about it.
Yeah.
So they got like huge,
shrink them down.
Like badger traps and like trapped.
Sick.
Like 12 raccoons or something.
Yeah. I mean, they're big fuzzy dummies. They're big flabby.
I've never seen a raccoon out here as big as I.
That's
like.
True. They're a little smaller out here, which is strange.
Yeah. Because you think more trash.
Right. Less carbs.
Yeah. Out here they're all ripped and hot.
I think we're talking three big fat raccoons. Raccoons has, as we say, they have finger powers.
Sure.
They're burglars.
Mm-hmm.
They're very crafty. They're intelligent.
Oh yeah.
And they also, I think, have a little bit of that germ warfare.
Yeah.
They rabies. The rabies. Do you want to hear a funny story real quick?
Yeah.
There was these kids in CU Boulder when I was hanging out there a lot. I didn't go there, but I had friends who went there. And these three or like this group of frat kids.
I went to CU Boulder Clown School.
Yeah. I went to raccoon studies. these frat kids one night, they were all drinking and a raccoon like flopped into their yard. And they killed it somehow with bricks or whatever terrible thing they did. And then because they were partying, they were like, cook it up. And they like one dude like cut some of the meat out of it and barbecued it. They ate it and they all got rabies.
They deserve that
right?
Rabies.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
That's like five steps removed. You went out of your way to find and eat rabies.
I love that they got it.
Yes.
That feels good that happened.
Yeah. I don't think any of them died, but That's probably the best.
Like to think they did.
A rabies death is like like truly terrifying, like Chernobyl level off.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, you, an alien comes out of your chest.
Yeah, that's how raccoons reproduce.
Out of raccoon eggs.
Yeah. I was gonna blow past it, but raccoon eggs is very funny. How many raccoon eggs do you want for breakfast? Okay, Jack the Ripper. What does he have? He's heartless. He is cruel.
Killing ability.
Killing ability. Bloodthirsty killer.
Yeah.
Faceless. We don't know what he looks like. He could be anyone.
Right. He could be
raccoons. In a crowd. He could be raccoons.
He could be bats.
It's true.
He could be pure nighttime.
And
he
a
could
knife.
Be the moon. Yeah. He like can use. I feel like, like From Hell style. Mm. He like. Uses his surroundings.
Sure. He can disappear in a sea of people.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Okay.
Where does this take place?
Where does it take place?
What nighttime location?
Whitechapel?
The streets of London?
The streets of Whitechapel. Yeah. I think it has to be, right?
I think it has to be. Yeah, Jack the Ripper gets weird home field advantage.
Sure. I think
bats are comfortable in the streets of London as well.
I think bats are comfortable in the streets of London. I think raccoons will be released through some sort of raccoon apparatus.
Describe.
Like like gates lift up. a kiddie pool. Dump the raccoons. Okay, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So, Fight Island coordinator goes out and tips over, flips the kiddie pool.
I like that Fight Island has like a PA that has to like
sure.
do stuff.
Yeah. He's a terrified, muddy little man from Chicago who thought he was signing up from something else.
Brendan, go turn over the kiddie pool full of raccoons.
Russell! Russell, get the long pole!
Rusty!
Get the long pole and just tip it up. Tip it up and run! And he does.
Someone else is going to have to take the lunch order. Rusty's got an afternoon.
He tips it up, tips up the pool. The kiddie pool, and three raccoons come out.
Yeah.
Russell gets away. Mm-hmm. Bats swarm the area.
Yeah.
Flood the area. I think there are people milling about.
Mm-hmm.
I think the raccoons immediately go. I think their instinct is going to be, because do they know they're here to fight, or are they going to go for
raccoons
trash?
Raccoons are always here to fight.
Raccoons are always here to fight. Yeah. Right. So do they just begin attacking people?
Yeah. They're... What's wild about this fight is that there are onlookers and they are dying.
Sure.
Some of them are getting Jack the Ripper'd. Some of them are getting batsed. Some of them are getting raccooned.
Yeah, we're talking about three
bloodthirsty
things. Animals. I don't think anybody's really – I mean, I guess Jack the Ripper would be – you know what? I think maybe bats – I think we're going to have to rely on these being vampire bats, the most combat ready of bats.
Sure.
And I think they immediately hone in on somebody. There's a scream, mm-hmm. and somebody's been stabbed, and blood begins. They're like, there's been a murder!
Yeah.
And blood pools out, and the bats, oh, dude, there's some blood down here. And flip down to it and begin feeding on the
bats.
Blood. And I think the raccoons take this opportunity to dive on the bats and crunch good 20%.
Like, if you put a solitary bat and a raccoon, it's like, no question.
Sure.
A bat on its own looks like a mouse. Like... A raccoon would just tear it apart.
I think it's like a bing, bang, boom. I think somebody's killed. Blood spills out. Bats. Oh, bro, sweet. raccoons jump on the bats and begin crunching them. Take out like a good 20% of the bats. And at that same time, Jack the Ripper takes that opportunity to shank, shank, shank.
Kills a raccoon.
One of the raccoons.
Yeah.
And disappear back into the crowd.
Correct. Okay, then now we get into, like, weaknesses.
Sure.
Because, like, then what did, like, what's preventing Jack the Ripper from just going knife nuts on?
I think he shank, shank, shanks a raccoon, and bats fly up in his face.
Sure, sure, sure. And he also wants to get back to the shadows because he doesn't want the constable to see him. There's a constable.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
I also think that now he's got bats on him.
Sure.
I think the bats know who he is. I think he's marked for bats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's going to be difficult for him to recede.
He's lost his anonymity, so he's kind of lost his edge.
Sure.
Like, he's trying to fade into this crowd of people that keep shrieking and being like, oh, blood. That's my impression of a British accent?
Sure. Oh, no, blood.
Oh, no, I don't like blood. Oh, hey, I'm Bats. we're really doing a lot of good voices, Island style.
I think maybe he slashes a couple of more people to create sort of a blood fog.
Yeah. Blood mist.
And the bats, once again, get diffused by it.
Mm-hmm.
And they go crazy for the blood.
Yeah. I think they are. Can you distract bats? Bats are distracted?
I guess so. At least some of them.
I think at this point, Fight Island, sensing a stalemate, is now going to provide like Godzilla forms for all three things.
Whoa. Escalation.
I feel like there needs to be an escalation because we're at a weird impasse.
Okay.
And
I think we could have hammered it out, but go ahead. Tell me about these Godzilla forms.
I don't know. Because I like the idea of there being one giant raccoon, one giant bat, and one giant Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
I think that's very fun.
All right.
And they grow up, not full Godzilla building size.
Sure.
But they all, it's
they Hulk out.
They Hulk out. They've all shown what they can do on the micro level.
Sure.
Now they've, now that they've reached their battle forms, you still kind of can't see Jack the Ripper's face. He's still... Sure. Cloaked behind a jacket thing.
Sure. I think, honestly, he's just a collection of shadows with a knife.
Yeah. That is a good power.
Yeah. It's a pretty good power.
It's a pretty good power. Raccoon sees some trash, starts eating it, kind of forgets what it's up to.
Forgets about it.
Yeah. Bat looks like man bat.
Sure. Raccoon is just like a furry from the internet, like a hot, like a hot raccoon eating trash. Oh, it's good. Nom, 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 nom.
He's like eating off a garbage barge.
Sure.
Like really enjoying it.
Yeah. I think Bat and Jack the Ripper clash.
Uh-huh.
I think Bat's going to take it.
I think Bat, what's Jack the Ripper's famous weakness? He can't fly.
He can't fly. I think Bat's going to drag him up into the air.
Yeah. Jack the Ripper stabbing at, trying to get away from the Bat, stabs himself free. That violent tendency has blocked out his logic, which is
sure,
1,000 feet above the surface of the earth. He crashes down, impaled on Big Ben.
Impaled on Big Ben. Hilarious. Perfect.
Yeah. A constable goes, I got him. This giant.
Yeah.
Man.
Got his ass. And then what comes plummeting down? With the body of Man Bat.
Yeah.
Suffering from its wounds.
Yeah. He's weak.
Crashes into the garbage cans. Ruining all the good garbage with blood on it. Hot raccoon goes insane.
Yeah, Mecha Raccoon is upset. Just for like a second, someone turns a porch light on.
Yeah.
Does not care for it.
Sure.
No one wants to see that. Turns the porch light off. The moon goes out. Someone puts the moon out.
Sure.
And then back under the cover and comfort of night.
I think honestly, somebody turns a porch light on, raccoon runs away, bat bleeds out in the garbage.
And now in Fight Island, London, it's like the real world. It's different parts.
Sure.
There's just a big ass raccoon eating big ass trash. Yep.
Big ass raccoon eats big ass trash, lives to eat big ass trash another day.
Yeah.
I thought the raccoons were going to craft their way out of it, but then they got hit with a Gigantor ray.
Sometimes that'll happen.
Yeah, that'll happen. Plus it's late. We're sleepy.
It's late. We're sleepy. It's fast and loose.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sometimes there's a drink into it, right?
All right, middle way. What do you think?
I think we go back to the pop culture well.
Okay. Steve Buscemi. No, he's not a child of the night.
He's as much a child of the day.
He's just a weird looking guy.
Yeah.
He's a delight, frankly.
I love him.
I'd say he's a.
When we fight Steve's, we'll jump in there.
Steve's for sure. That's a great idea.
Do you do a good Vincent Price?
Maybe. It's not bad. I think I've been doing it already.
Is that Vincent Price?
Maybe not.
Kind of.
I think he was more effeminate. I think he, I don't know. Nolan, can you cut in a bunch of, like, I'll say 60 minutes of Vincent Price stuff?
I'll just use the Thriller sample.
Yeah, okay. That would be great.
I wish I knew what he sounded like. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to leave and look it up on my phone and then spend 30 minutes driving back nailing it.
I know. It's.
Oh, don't look it up.
I feel like we should, because I feel like you would enjoy doing it so much. That's kind of how I feel about it.
That's what, in The Simpsons, he's like, yes, it's
yeah.
me.
Yeah, there we go.
Vincent Price.
Yeah, that's closer. You went
good
higher.
Evening.
Yeah, perfect.
Fine. Put me into Fight Island. I'll use my claws yeah. and my smoking jacket.
There are like a bunch of B horror movies where he is like the male protagonist, and it's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll save you.
Yeah, like get behind me, madam. Like, it's great.
Get my fighting slippers.
Get my collection of teacups.
Get my fighting slippers and rose water.
Okay, so for sure him. Yeah, for sure Vincent Price. And then...
Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper. What about old Nighttime Freak Show Tim Burton?
Tim Burton. Oh, they were pals, too.
Vincent Price and Tim Burton?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Well, Tim Burton like was in...
There was a weird time in the 80s where they were both still famous.
Yeah. And, well, Vincent Price was in... what's the one with the guy who has scissors for hands? What's that called?
Oh, God. Kevin's Scissors for Hands?
I think that's it.
You know that movie, Kevin Scissors for Hands?
Eddie Scissor Boy?
Edwin Scissorman.
Yes. Edwin Scissorman. My name's Edwin Scissorman. Creep lawyer. Lawyer of the night.
One hand, regular hand. The other hand, regular hand. Couple scissor fingers. It's not... You know, it's nothing to write home about. No one's making a movie. I make a good living.
Edwin Scissorman, my father made scissors. It's that simple. I sound a little like Bev Bighead.
I have regular man's hands.
But man,
this has never been a problem until 1992. Then everyone was disappointed.
It was Scissorstein. They changed it in Ellis Island. Okay.
Okay.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton or Alice Cooper.
I think Tim Burton versus Vincent Price because they're pals.
Yeah, and they're cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cooper more of a no good songs golf type.
Sure. I mean, he had some good songs.
No, yeah.
You apologize right now to our one.
No, I can think of like two Alice Cooper songs. I think are good.
Cause I'm 18.
That's the one.
I got a room above the garage. 18.
You can finally smoke and vote.
I can smoke and I can vote when I'm not masturbating to heavy metal magazine.
When I found out Alice Cooper was such an avid golfer, it really like,
sure.
I was like, I think I was like 10 or 11. I was like, oh, come on.
Golfer of the night.
Yeah.
Sure. So how does this go down? What are their strengths?
They both love like a haunted house.
Vincent Price himself is haunted. I think Tim Burton wishes he was haunted.
Yeah, there's an authentic degree of haunting.
I think Tim Burton has an affected hauntedness,
mm-hmm.
but he also has the auteur's eye.
Yeah,
he's behind the scenes. He can manipulate the environment.
Yeah, he can make you see stuff that maybe isn't there.
Sure, he can. He nightmares a good before the Christmas, if you know what I mean.
So tortured. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, my head hurts.
During your eyes are bleeding?
Yeah, sure. I'm not supposed to be up this late.
Your tooth fell out?
It's like 8 p.m.
Yeah, it's barely, the sun went down seconds ago.
Ever since I turned like 30, I'm just like, anything after 6:30, I'm like, what are you, a vampire? Why are we up this late? Vincent Price obviously commands all the forces of darkness.
Oh, yeah. He, Can he dispatch movie monsters?
I think he can dispatch movie monsters. I think he can dispatch wolves and bats. And I think, honestly, he shows up. First of all, this definitely takes place on a parapet of some sort, or probably
you
on.
You got to tell me what that is.
It's like a part of a castle.
Okay.
I think it takes place on a castle movie set.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think Vincent Price descends on a cloud of bats.
Okay.
Perfect. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right here. This is my spot. Let me off here. I'll give you 5 stars.
Tim Burton.
Oh, Tim.
Tim Burton comes in. He is dressed in like a garish.
Oh, so Mad Hattery.
Yeah, he looks real Mad Hattery. Real, he thinks of himself that way.
Real late phase Tim Burton.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man. Look at the stuff I think.
Yeah,
of.
I'm crazy. It's like the remember that you like the Cheshire Cat.
Wait, the what?
What if
you know the Cheshire Cat? The main thing we all think and talk about.
What if mermaids were evil? You know,
that's the kind of twisted stuff I think.
Yeah,
of.
I got a sick mind. Sick and twisted from the twisted mind of Tim Burton. But he's really just like a real nerd. Mm-hmm. So like he comes in like this big opulent like shiny satin Mad Hatter outfit and he's just like, "Oh, hey Vincent."
He knows he's coming to Fight Island, so he's like, "What would like Tim Burton make a boxer look like?"
Sure.
He'd just be like, "Oh, he's in like a boxing robe that's also like a wedding dress. I don't know.
Yeah,
this is bad. It's black, and he's got like an Phantom of the Opera mask on.
Yeah, sure,
he's never seen.
Like, oh hey, Vincent, I'm a big fan of your stuff.
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, it's genuinely ominous.
Get him, and then just wolves.
Sure, wolves come.
Wolves come upon him, and I think Tim's like, all right, we're getting right into it, huh? And then weird trees.
Yeah. Like, yeah, weird like
crooked trees.
Yeah,
that are like black and white swirled.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
but then have Helena Bonham Carter's face on them.
Sure, sure. Have little apples with Helena Bonham Carter faces on them.
Yeah, yeah, and it's more like disturbing. It's not scary.
I think they begin thwapping off. The yeah. wolves and fighting them and hurling Helena Bonham apples mm-hmm. at them.
So, yeah. So between these two Children of the Night fighters, they're more using like the effects around them.
They're very environmental fighters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. The way like it's very like Magneto-y. Like,
sure.
It's like he's not punching anyone. But
that's true. God, stuff. Magneto's so cool.
He's really cool.
What a pro.
I wish he was a creature of the night.
Okay, and then Goth Magneto shows up. Teen Magneto.
It's Magneto, but he's got that Marilyn Manson boob suit.
Sure.
boob suit. So scary.
What's the next move? These trees are fighting these wolves. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the kind of movie you and I would see.
Sure, sure.
I think he... Tim Burton immediately goes for broke and tries to summon Depp.
Summon Depp.
Yeah,
I think he does. I think Depp is at his very beck and call. You know?
Vincent Price thinks he opens like a scary door. You know, a door that's like slightly off kilter.
Yeah.
And he opens it and he assumes some dark force he controls is going to come out, some skeleton army.
Yeah.
And it's just Johnny Depp stumbles out.
Yeah.
A million bracelets. Hey, fuck you, buddy. And he punches him. It's like really, it really sucks. Tim Burton goes, that's so good. He's like the best fighter actor.
He's so good. He's so good at it. So he punches 104-year-old Vincent Price in the face. Ow!
The dust that is my blood.
Oh, no.
I'll bruise for eternity.
So he decks an old man, and then he's like, I gotta go. I gotta be in Milan, probably.
And then just because the island craves justice, Johnny Depp falls down the stairs and dies.
Down the stairs, sure.
He falls down a wacky, spooky staircase.
Sure.
Gets somehow tangled in his own bracelets and mm-hmm. is hung.
Sure, gets wrapped up in his own, hoisted by his own petard, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Real petard, that guy.
Yep. Vincent isn't going to be pleased about this.
No, he's upset. He starts summoning ghosts of old Hollywood. He goes, you think you have Hollywood pals.
Interesting.
There's a graveyard outside the castle.
Sure.
And it's got,
and he's like the bones of 30,000 years. Yes.
He says that, thing from Thriller.
Which is?
He's like a crypt of dusty old bones.
No one sliced that in there.
I can't remember what he says, but it's great.
For the life of me.
We're good at podcasting.
We'll never do research, and I appreciate that.
It's very
that.
Good. I did research. This is me researched.
What I realized is just now, you saw some light happen in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Price channels the haunted power of old spooky Hollywood.
Sure.
The Black Dahlia. He's like, he's gained like cosmic dark energy from all these things.
Oh,
like,
dang.
When you're driving on Los Feliz and you're like, Charles Manson, huh? Like when you get that kind of weird feeling at night, he's like harnessed that somehow.
I really like the idea of in the old Hollywood graveyard outside, he like says this chant from Thriller and like fucking, you know, Douglas Fairbanks.
Yeah. And but like Laurel and Hardy.
John Wayne and Laurel and Hardy and Charlie Chaplin, you know, the greats. Yeah.
This is another fine
skeletal but armed.
Us into.
Well, armed with talent. Talent that that Tim Burton maybe once had but lost.
Yeah, yeah. And then they are a doom army if you've ever seen one.
Sure.
The undead hordes. And crawling. Tim Burton tries to summon a similar army, and it's like four dead animators.
Yeah. He's like, oh no, I used everyone. I used Helena. I used Johnny. I'm out of
pals.
Those
are the only actors I know. It's like, oh, it is. Those are the only actors and he knows. Is that weird?
I think, honestly, he turns to be like Vincent, hey, you blah, da, da, da. But he's gone. Mm-hmm. Vincent's gone, but he's still, you hear him. He's like, are you afraid? Do you know fear now, Tim? And like fucking Vincent Price is now like literally like superimposed on the horizon. Like one of his eyes is the moon.
Yeah.
And he's looking down and he's like, welcome to the true Hollywood. And they all clamber up the parapets. And
you know what is playing right now? Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights.
Yeah. And they tear Tim Burton limb from limb.
They do. They tear Tim Burton limb from limb. And it is the thing when you pull Tim Burton apart, it is like kind of wacky and gross.
Sure.
And like...
I think Vincent says, no, this is Halloween. Or something like that.
Yeah, something like
or, you know, something good.
Yeah, something... imagine... We'll punch that up in post.
Sure.
Yeah, I think he gets him with the power of old Hollywood, and it wins out over Tim Burton's like sort of.
Well, I think Tim Burton had it, and then he lost it.
Yeah, he lost that magic.
I think the last time he had it was like Big Fish.
Is that Tim Burton?
Yeah, bud.
Oh,
movie kind of rules.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's not very spooky.
It's not very spooky. There's spooky parts.
You're scared by a lot of movies.
There's a giant in it. Giants are scary.
Yeah.
They want to grind your bones to make their bread.
It's like you
can... Maybe you're into that.
It's like you can buy bread.
You can buy bread without bones in it. We don't have to do it like this anymore.
It's called regular bread. It's at the store. That's my big problem with giants or eating people is... Yeah, it's be normal.
Yeah.
Like you're a giant. Big deal. Go.
It's called Dave's Killer Bread, now without bones.
Go to Trader Joe's, you loser. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I've been going to Trader Bones.
Vincent Price maybe would have like an insufferable Twitter now.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like if he was
it's
still
very spooky. I had to go to Trader Bones and pick up some pickled bats.
Everyone would hate him so much.
Have you ever heard of the night market?
Go on.
There's a thing that's I just see signs for everywhere that it's like night market tonight, and I looked it up to see what it was, and it wasn't what I wanted it to be.
It's just not selling anything spooky.
Yeah,
it's just
I thought it was a place where it's like I have to go get some bat milk from the night market, but it's just like Thai food.
Yeah, that's different than the black market.
Does it have bats in it? It could. Slip them a 50. I brought my own bats. He just squeezed them on there like limes. All right, heavyweight bout.
Oh, good Lord.
I know who it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be Batman.
Yeah. Real bat heavy.
They're children of the night.
Were you originally like, we should fight bat things? And then you there's two.
No. I mean, if there was like a moon man.
Oh, sure.
You know what? It could be Batman versus Mac Tonight.
Mac Tonight's so not a heavyweight.
Mac Tonight is terrifying, though.
It is oddly scary. Did Mac Tonight get co-opted by the alt-right, Nolan? This feels like your kind of thing. Not because you're in the alt-right, but you just maybe know.
I feel like Mac Tonight, he's clamming up over there.
Boy, you sure are not talking like it's true and you did it.
What? He's got allegiances. He'll never turn on Mac Tonight. Oh man, I wish we would have done Mac Tonight versus Jack the Ripper.
Oh yeah, that would have been.
We really should start talking about these beforehand.
we're easing into nighttime.
How about this Batman versus Dracula?
I like Batman versus Dracula a lot.
Batman v Dracula. Now is Dracula just Vincent Price?
No, it's Bela Lugosi.
Okay.
It's the Bela Lugosi Dracula in my head.
Okay, so this, I believe, takes place in...
Is Batman violating a rule that he's already fighting? But is it Dracula, so then they're both... So then it's like,
both kinda,
it's an unconventional
kind of... They're both
kind of
combat entities.
There's a comic book where Batman fights Jack the Ripper, right?
Oh, yeah, and there's one where he fights Dracula, too.
Oh, rad. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Sure. And there's a comic book that I wrote where they all have sex.
I wrote one like that too, and it's called Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Versus means they have sex.
Sure, sure.
Very sex.
Very sex. Mine's called Science Book, No Porn. That's what it says on the cover.
That's what my Google search history is. Science stuff.
Science stuff. No porn. Wink.
Who Googles wink?
Take me to the good stuff, Google. Parentheses.
The idea of you being coy with Google because you're embarrassed. Hey, would be a shame. Did Jordan search would be a shame if a naked lady showed up right now?
Boy, I sure don't
ruined
hope.
My Christian daytime.
I sure hope that my screen isn't a tumble with boobies.
Being coy with Google.
That's very funny. Okay. Batman v. Dracula. Where does it happen? I think in a Romanian alleyway somewhere. I think Batman has traveled to Romania. I think Dracula has awakened. Mm-hmm.
Is it the Adam West Batman?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, for sure.
That's all I want.
Oh, he's no. Like
the, he is the like
Dracula's
the least...
come back to life.
That's kind of a good Adam West.
Thank you. I think you mean it's a great Batman. Can they hear me doing the Bat-toosie into the microphone?
Batman doesn't dance anymore.
How come Batman doesn't dance anymore? One of my favorite Simpsons gags.
Maybe my favorite Simpsons joke.
It's very good.
It's so good.
It's very, very good.
Back to our podcast. We like the Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. So Batman has learned of Dracula's reemergence. Mm-hmm. I think he travels to Romania. Mm-hmm. This is all on Fight Island. Mm-hmm. The Romania that takes place on Fight Island.
Yeah, yeah. Does Batman know he's on Fight Island, or is he mentally always on Fight
Island? Dracula has come back to life and has is bedeviling a small Eastern European village that happens to be on Fight Island.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And humble fight.
The island's peninsula goes long enough that it kind of becomes a new...
Well, and there are different, you know, principalities of Fight Island. There's kind of an Eastern European block.
I kind of want to discuss this portion of Fight Island.
Sure, sure.
They're milking fight yaks there.
Absolutely. Simple, yeah. simple fist farmers pulling punches out of the ground.
They're like big turnips with like, ow.
And every time they pull one up, it punches them right in the face.
Hey, you got it. That's like what the old ladies on Fight Island do. They're
sure.
Like, it's just punches to the face.
Yeah, exactly.
It's why it's old ladies' work.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just great at it. They milk the fight yaks and make fight cheese. Sure.
I like to picture cornfields. It's all swords.
Yep, yep. All swords for sure.
Swords on the cob.
Swords on the cob, if you will. Yes. And Fight Dracula has come, and he's fighting everyone. He doesn't even need to. He's like literally in a castle, like like Castlevania style, sending a scourge out across the land. When Batman gets there, it's a wreck. The carts are overturned. Mm-hmm. The barrels of fight wine have been smashed and are tumbling out across the street. Yeah. Mice are drinking it and fighting each other.
Yeah. But not with the precision we all assume Fight Island mice are doing.
Sure, sure.
It's very sloppy.
They're drunk.
Come on.
They're all drunk on fight wine. Yeah. I wish we could come up with some good fight wine names.
Oh, no. I got nothing.
Sure. Sure. A nice fisty cab is from something. Okay, Batman is there, and he's like, is Robin with him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Burt Ward.
Of course he is, Burt Ward. And he's like, looks like Dracula already got them, chum. And Burt Ward's like, yeah, no, I'm here, too. Who are you talking to?
I'm looking at the same thing you are.
You're fired, you little dick.
What really kind of creeps everybody out is that these... You know, the fight yaks, the fight donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when fight donkeys kick backwards, it's two fists.
Mm-hmm. Sure. They definitely
fists
have
for hoofs,
burly biceps for back legs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kick with uppercuts.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. So I think
those have been drained of blood. You're like, oh my god, he got to like these incredibly violent animals.
Sure. Well,
rendered them
well from drinking all of the blood of the fight creatures.
Yeah.
Like they look up at the castle and they see standing on top of the castle fight Dracula.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just ripped as fuck, no sleeves, still a tuxedo.
Yeah, it's almost Chippendalesy.
For sure, very yeah. Chippendalesy. And he's like, I see you've answered my summons, Batman. Yeah. And he's like, go, my fighting hordes. Rise! And then villagers rise up as fight vampires.
Yeah.
And they all swarm on Batman and Robin, and they have a full-on, like, pow!
Oh, my God. On Fight Island.
Biff.
Pow and Biff.
Mm-hmm.
That's where those phrases belong.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can almost taste them.
I think there's even new ones.
Yeah.
Like, new fight sounds that people haven't heard before. Clunge.
Barmp.
Cromp. Yeah.
Foot.
Sort. Yeah. Kick the shit out of them. Make short work of these fight vampires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kicking them, like punching them up in the air. They land on like, he punches like four of them in the air and they land on like an upturned bar stool and like impale.
Oh, yeah. Or they like become a pile of people.
Sure,
that's like my favorite cartoon kind of way to fight is when you like pile up henchmen.
X's over the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
The cuckoos fly in.
Making henchmen piles is like not a thing anyone does anymore.
So Batman's still doing it.
Is he still doing
it? He's out there doing that shit hard.
Yeah. Pile of henchmen.
Piles them up. He's like, I'll knock the vampire right off of you. Does punches the vampire out of a guy. He's like, thank you, Batman. Runs away.
Little Transylvanian fight imp, man.
Sure. I think he's probably got like vampire fighting. Like he's got like brass knuckles that are all
crosses. He has vampire weakening spray.
Vampire weakening spray for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got like garlic boots on.
Oh, he's yeah, absolutely. I love Adam West Batman versus vampires is so fun.
Very ready for
it.
Yeah. His batarangs are like stakes.
Yeah.
That he's
yeah.
throwing into vampires. And they're fighting their way up.
He's
the
got
mountain.
A big, like he's got cartoony water balloons with the bat logo, but they're full of holy water.
Full of holy water, absolutely yeah, yeah. For sure. Nobody knows.
Robin, get my holy water balloons.
Get my holy water balloons. You got it, Batman. Terrible, Robin.
I thought that was good.
Robin, the impression was good. Robin he's is just terrible.
Yeah, the Burt Ward one is like,
Robin, you're 40 years old.
Just no muscle mass wearing underpants.
Sure.
It's great.
I carry Batman's stuff. I hold everyone's belts at the orgy.
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, there will only ever be one Catwoman. Eartha Kitt. I think they fight their way up and like undead fight oxen.
Yeah,
for sure. Like trying their hand at it. Nothing. Cutting through them like butter.
Dracula, I feel like, is one of Dracula's main powers making other things Dracula?
Yeah.
Okay. So then like, does he... I feel like what he has secretly made Dracula, knowing this day will come, is 50s Batman villains.
Interesting.
Dracula Riddler.
Dracula Riddler.
Dracula Joker.
Dracula Joker. Dracula Penguin.
Dracula Penguin. Yeah. Two-Face, deemed too scary, was not really included in the 50s Batman. Anyway.
Is that true?
Yeah, this is the portion for the our female listeners.
Yeah, sure. so that they know never to date us.
Listener.
Hi.
Hi, the most male podcast of all time.
So, I mean, what happens? Does this give Batman pause?
It does. It freaks him out. He gets inevitably 50s Batman overpowered. Because he would always get, like, in a real, you know, bucket of syrup.
Sure.
Like he would, you know what I mean? He'd always have to get away from something, same bad time, same bad hour.
I think they get, like, surrounded, and they're like, oh, no, it's my greatest foes. And he's like, at least I still have you, chum. And he turns around, and Dracula is right behind Robin.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, or do you? And he bites him on the neck.
Yeah.
Fight Dracula, Robin.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I genuinely was like, I don't want that to happen.
I'm genuinely worried about Batman right now. How's he going to get out of this one, Sam?
I mean, I think I think the...
Not you, chum!
I think, you know, Batman's using his head.
Mm-hmm. Batman, honestly, is 10 steps ahead of Dracula.
He's 10 steps ahead of Dracula. And what this version of Batman can do that this version of Dracula cannot is survive in the daytime. He has fought... He pulls out... off his utility belt,
mm-hmm.
a special nighttime acceleration watch that attracts the sun.
Sure.
The moon goes down, the sun starts to come up because, you know, he's got a sort of newfangled watch.
Sunbait.
Yeah, he's got some sunbait.
Yeah.
The sun starts to come up. It starts nuking Dracula-based things. Yeah.
I think Dracula, though, Dracula doesn't get away this long without a trick or two, you know?
Right. He knows the deal. It's Dracula's hordes that are...
I think the hordes are nuked. I think the Batman villains are nuked. Uh-huh. I think Burt Ward, honestly, I think Batman's going to jump on him and cover him with his cloak.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want him to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives him like a shot of...
Vampire reversal juice.
Vampire reversal juice.
Clearly labeled.
And Dracula's backing up. He's backing away from the sun, and he's like, I'll just go to my cellar and fight you on my own ground, my crypt. And Dracula's like, oh, you think so, huh? I planned for this eventuality. That's why I've been secretly injecting Robin with garlic juice for the past month and a half.
Garlic juice.
With liquid garlic. How's that Robin blood you drank tasting? And he's like, oh no, I've been bamboozled. And sure enough, is the garlicky Robin blood begins to burn out of his stomach.
You know what? They don't want to show it because it's TV in the 50s.
Sure.
And so, you know, in that font of pow or bam, it just says blood.
Blood, die.
Blorch. Hideous death.
I've died before. I will die again. Mm. And then blood.
And I'm sure that Fight Island, it's around for eons. Mm-hmm. Dracula will be back.
Oh, Dracula's died 1,000 times. He'll be back. Yeah. Or a new Dracula. Somebody will find his ashes and put them into the
Fight
coffin.
Island is, if you're undead, you can die, lose a fight, and still do it again.
That's true. And I also think at the end, Batman is probably like, well, we've done it again, chum. This is the 14th time we've killed Dracula. And Burt Ward's like, great job, Batman. Would you say what you did to me was poisoning? To the Batmobile blimp.
How long did you lie to me about what you were doing?
You knew what you were getting into. To the Fightmobile. There you have it. Ding, ding, ding. Batman wins. He was always going to win.
Yeah. Batman always wins. Dracula always kind of loses.
He's the ultimate.
Dracula is the tragic figure.
He's the ultimate child of the night. Yeah. Mac tonight.
I've got a little regret for
We'll bring him up. He'll be back.
He'll be, you know, moon-based mascot.
Sure. Lunar Moon goons.
Moon goons. Lunar Steve, you know him.
Yeah, Lunar Steve. It'll be Mac Tonight versus Neil Armstrong.
What in the hell are you?
Battle of Moon Goons.
We saw a whole bunch of you on the moon.
Yeah, when we start doing Patreon one-offs, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, this was pretty good, I think. First night pod. Oh. Nolan, how you feeling? He's doing good. It's a little hot in here, but that's how we like it. He's going to get an AC.
Two guys who are like Jordan and I, constantly sweating,
yes.
Love to podcast hot.
I'm 119 degrees Fahrenheit.
It helps our mental agility.
Oh, someone's knocking on the door. Oh, it's the sun. It found us. It found us even in the night.
If we start at like 10 p.m.
Yeah, we'll get it sorted
we'll
out.
We'll figure out what we're doing.
Please follow us on Twitter if you're for some reason listening to this and not already following us on Twitter. You can follow us at Island Fight. You can follow me at Razor Lou.
Me at Vote Sam Wiles.
You changed it. Do you like it?
I prefer it. It's less embarrassing to tell anyone.
Sure.
You know, I'm always going around telling people my Twitter handle like a psycho.
Yeah, his old Twitter handle was Bernie Sanders for life.
As always, email us.
Or tweet at us.
Yeah, fightislandpod@gmail.com.
That's an email.
That's what email is.
If you have ideas for fights.
Yeah.
And we'll honestly, no fight too big, no fight too small. We will do God versus your aunt next time. Honestly, if we have like user-submitted fights like that, I will do them as one-offs.
Oh, absolutely.
For
100%.
Sure. But yeah, I think that's it. Until next time.
Yeah, and please, sorry.
Go ahead.
Rate and subscribe on iTunes.
Rate and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh no, Jordan's head fell off.
I need water. Please, it's so late.
He's dying. Anyway, close it out.
Until next time, that's Fight Island.
Good night.
It's like a way to block shots. Styles way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall.